What if I told you had 24 hours to achieve your goal? And if you couldn't do it in 24 hours, you had to drop it. Eek. Oh my gosh. Would you be like, oh my God, I got to get to work? Or would you be, that's probably not going to happen. So looks like I have to drop it. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. Today's conversation is all about exhausting the system in order to achieve every goal you've ever desired. Here's the thing. I am all about speed and time being a currency. There are so many different forms of currency besides money, and collapsing time happens to be one of my favorite ones. Here's the thing. The odds of achieving a specific goal in 24 hours is kind of low at face value. However, if you listen to this full episode, hear what I say and put it into action, I practically guarantee you will be that much closer, if not on the cusp, of achieving any goal you have for yourself in 24 hours. I pretty much should say you can't lose 100 pounds in 24 hours. That goes without saying. You can write a book in 24 hours. You can start a podcast in 24 hours. You can call in your dream client in 24 hours. You can get promoted, find the job of your dreams in 24 hours. And if you doubt me, then I agree with you. You can't do it. So you should probably just follow somebody else's podcast because this one is not for you. And if you're like, damn, girl, how do I make that happen? I'm here for it. Turn up the volume, my friend. Get a notebook and a pen. If you're driving, just listen. Come back to it later. I am going to share with you one of these fabulous spiritual laws that I have learned during my last year here on Earth. Okay. So if when you heard me say, what if I told you had 24 hours to achieve your goal or you had to drop it? Were you like, yes, I'm here, I'm listening, what do I got to do? Or were you like, yeah, it's just not going to happen? Because whichever way your gut instinct took you is probably the truth. I am of the, how do I make that shit happen right now? I want to collapse time. I want to do it instantly. How can we make this happen? Even if it is something crazy, like lose 100 pounds. Granted, I don't have 100 pounds to lose, but I did just release 40 pounds in the last 6 months. And I applied this concept of making it happen as soon as possible, my biggest focus, not only in my health, but in my business, in calling in the ideal clients. Like I said, my podcast happened in 24 hours. Like, it was bonkers, but it happened when I did it. Writing my book took a little longer, but what happened in 24 hours was dropping the excuses, dropping the bullshit, dropping the stories that I was telling myself that I couldn't write a book. So whether the book was in my hand in 24 hours, that's not even the point. The point is we can point ourselves in the right direction, get on the right path, call in the right resources, and make that shit happen in 24 hours. I learned this concept from one of my spiritual teachers, David Guillaume. He teaches Kabbalah at the Kabbalah Center in LA. He's got a new podcast. I'm so obsessed with it. But when I first heard this concept, he was teaching a business course and he had described the fact that he just wants everything now. And I'm like, typical dude. However, I've got a little bit of that masculine energy in me and I want it now too. So I really listened in. And he told a story about needing a new VP of marketing for his vitamin company that he owns. he was on a plane and really wanted to find the best person to run their marketing. And he said, all right, if I can't do it in 24 hours, that's not happening. We're not hiring a new person. The HR woman said, we're not doing it in 24 hours. That's, you know, I come from HR, so I feel her pain. She was like, yeah, no, 24 hours. He's like, give me 24 hours. I will find the exact right person to lead our marketing department. He's on a plane. He goes to LinkedIn, which was like music to my ears. I'm like, my spiritual teacher's on LinkedIn? What? I got to go find him. So clearly, you know me, I did. I reached out. I said, hey, I'm so glad you're on LinkedIn. Anyway, I digress. That was a whole vibe. And so I listened to the story, and as he described what he was doing, it really was just taking massive action in a condensed time. He was collapsing time, if you will. And me actually being head of recruiting for many large companies in my past lives, I was like, wow, usually it takes like a week to get a job description, another week or so to post it in the right places, get some outside agency help, talk to people about referrals from internal candidates and blah, blah, blah. And it could take like a month to even get shit rolling. Then it takes another month or so to bring in the resumes, to read them, to get them to the hiring managers, to do first round of interviews, and then another round of interviews, and then another round of, you know where I'm going with this. And I was like, what the hell? 24 hours to get a VP of marketing? Like this, that is some crazy stuff right there. Here's how he did it, because it actually happened. He was on a plane for, I think it was like a 5 or 6 hour ride. He was looking for on LinkedIn, clearly genius, people who were 2 and 3 levels below VP. At the, he actually first he Googled, because he loves Google and it's hilarious and I do too. He Googled top, oh, you know what? Yes, top marketing people within the United States, top marketing executives. So he wanted the best ones. So the best marketing executives popped up. There was like a list in Forbes of like the top 20 marketing executives, big, 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 big companies. Companies he was like, yeah, yeah, they probably pay this guy more than I can afford, or this person. So he ended up reaching out to these companies, finding the person below the head of marketing. And the email, the message, the DM on LinkedIn said, I'm looking for a VP of marketing for my, you know, Fortune 500 company organization. This person will have X amount of budget. The show is theirs, full control. I'm looking to make a decision in the next 24 hours. If you're interested, write me back. We'll set up a call. He sent that out. He said, to like 20 people. And then he got a couple responses while he was still on the plane. Those responses led to a couple other responses, a couple other DMs. And by within 24 hours, he was on the call with the person he wanted. The person got on a call to humor him. And he said, listen, you can't afford me. He's like, what do you make? And it was like a million something. Oh, he's like, all right, great. I can't afford you. However, I know the guy below me wants my job and I'm not going anywhere. So I am going to make an introduction. The introduction was made. He was the guy they ended up hiring within 24 hours. I think it actually took a little bit longer because, you know, you got to give a 2-week notice or whatever. But within 24 hours, he had the name of the guy who became his director or VP of marketing. And so to me, a light bulb went off. I was like, what the actual crap? Like he wanted, granted, he was on a plane for 5 or 6 hours, so he could, you know, he had the time to really focus in on sending out these messages. But think about whatever goal you're working towards. If you had to sit down and I said to you, hey, you got 24 hours. How are you going to make this work? Or at this time tomorrow, I extract that desire from your heart and soul and your mind, and it's no longer yours. I'm going to give it to somebody else. Like, let's be honest. You are not the only one in the world with that idea, that book in your mind. I invented Spanx. Sorry, Sarah, I did.
I had been cutting the ankles off of my stockings since high school. And yet she had the idea, took it to market, and is a million billionaire now. And now she has invented her next item, sneaks. I know somebody out there listening has invented sneaks. We have been talking about if high heels could feel like sneakers for how long? All my speaker friends, yeah, I know you're with me. I find the most comfy high heels I can wear, put in some Dr. Scholl's squishes, but if I had high heels that felt like sneakers, game changer. This was on her mind for years. She just happened to be the one to take action. If I said to her, you have 24 hours to move forward in this or giving it to somebody else, do you think she'd be like, oh, I don't know if I can do it. No, she'd be like, everybody out of my way. I'm inventing these sneakers in the next 24 hours or getting a patent for them or the design or getting like to really move the needle forward. So what is on your heart? What do you want to do? Do you want to speak on stages? I'll get you on a stage in 24 hours, or we'll build a stage together and you will be speaking in 24 hours. Do you want to write a book? We can have the outline. We can have a manuscript. We can have the whole introduction. We can have a picture of you signing autographs so you can put it on your vision board. We can make bold moves in 24 hours. I can get you a designer for the cover. I can tell you how to get it on Amazon, and then we are off to the races. I can get you a team in 24 hours to promote your book that you have yet to write. If there's a book in your heart, it's for you to put out into the world. In 24 hours, you can get rid of every excuse, every bullshit story you've ever told yourself that's holding you back. You're probably not going to heal a lot of trauma in 24 hours, but you can put it in a box and set it aside so you can achieve the goals that you have on your heart. Because let me tell you, the minute you start to move towards the goals that you have on your heart, everything else fades away. All the bullshit, all the excuses, all the naysayers, all the times you said, I'm stuck at this job because there's a 401k. Fuck your 401k. Fuck it. Hope there's no kids in your car. Your 401k is not why you're here on this earth. If you are meant to be an entrepreneur, if you are meant to change lives, if you are meant to make a greater impact beyond your four walls or that gray, sad-ass cubicle that you're sitting in, if you are meant to live out your dreams and you feel stuck, it's because you're not acting fast enough. No more second guessing. No more, I'm going to write down my goals and put them on a vision board. This is why I don't do vision board parties anymore, just in case you're all curious. I used to do them every year. I absolutely loved them. They were so fun. We need to have a 24-hour make it happen party. No more vision boards. They're cute to look at, but they fade into the distance like a beautiful piece of artwork that you forgot you bought. My vision board, it's still there. Her name is V. I'm not mad at you, V. I love you. Like, I'm talking right to her. If you could see me, you would be laughing. I love my vision board because every once in a while, the corner of my eye catches something that I forgot I wanted for myself. Guess what? Because I forgot I wanted it for myself, I bet you 18 other people had already achieved it. And now it's fading and it's not really for me. And do I really care anymore? But guess what? I did care at one point. And I bet you if I sat down and said, this is the thing I want, I got everything off my desk for 24 hours and just went hard exhausting the system to hit this one goal in 24 hours or to move the needle so forward on the goal that it was guaranteed to happen, your life would be completely different. So friends, what is the thing? What is that one thing that you want for yourself more than anything? More than anything. I want to talk about this. This isn't just like, ooh, find me on Instagram and we'll connect. No, no, no. I want your thing in my inbox in the next 24 hours. See what I did there? Because it's in your mind. I want you to put it in your inbox. I want you to release any fear. All you're doing is DMing me. Go to LinkedIn, go to my inbox on Instagram. I don't care. I want you to text me, if you got my cell phone number, text me, DM me the message. My 24-hour thing is this. Tell me what it is. One thing. Don't give me your whole fucking list. I don't want the whole list. The next thing that you're meant to achieve, what is it? Even if it is, I have to lose 100 pounds. Because let me tell you, within 24 hours, we will come up with a plan. I will connect you to the resources, the people that will hold you accountable, and we will start drinking water instantly. Instantly. What's the one thing you could do today that will get you moving forward? We are gonna figure out the thing, and we are gonna move you towards your goal, and we're gonna collapse time, and we're gonna change your life. Who's with me? Can I get a hell yeah? Can I get an amen? Who is with me? 24 hours. Can you imagine? I don't know what time it is when you're listening to this. Look at the clock. In 24, if you pull over or DM me right now, this is what I want. I will send you my calendar link. We will set up a call and we will figure out what will be different for you in the next 24 hours. And if I can't talk to you in that 24-hour period, I will voice memo you, I will Voxer you, I will DM you, and we will talk. These are the three things you need to do in the next 24 hours to change everything. All right, friends, that's all I got. I've exhausted my energy. I am here for this. This is a conversation that's never going to end. 24 hours. You think I'm the LinkedIn girl? I'm now going to be the time collapsing girl. I'm going to be the girl that helps you get your shit right now. I got to go. I got shit to do. So keep being awesome. I will talk to you soon. I cannot wait to see who takes advantage of this. I'm not giving you an offer here. I'm not telling you to send me, I'm sending you an invoice, pay me money for this. I'm telling you to DM me and we will give you the answer. We will come up with your answer. Let's do it. Until next time, keep being awesome.